And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, November the 7th, 2024. The release of Whale Wars on Animal Planet was on this day in 2008. This stunning and dangerous limited series exposes the controversial Japanese whaling trade and spotlights the tactics that the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society and its staff and volunteers use to cripple it. Aboard the motor yacht, the Steve Irwin, the group seeks out the Japanese whaling fleet. Using their inflatable Delta Zodiac, their helicopter, and other innovative techniques, including close-quarters ship-to-ship contact, they disable and/or sink the Japanese whaling ships in the fight to enforce international laws. Out on the high seas, law enforcement is minimal or non-existent. These successful confrontations disrupt whale carcass processing and disperse the fleet of whaling vessels. The founding of Impossible Foods was on this day in 2011. Impossible Foods makes meat, dairy, and fish from plants. Their mission is to make the global food system truly sustainable by eliminating the need to make food from animals. Animal agriculture uses a tremendous amount of the world's natural resources. In 2016, Impossible Foods launched its first Impossible Burger. It's made using only a small fraction of the land, water, and energy required to make meat from a cow. The business was founded in 2011 by Dr. Patrick O. Brown and now employs over 850 people around the world. It sells products in the U.S., Canada, Hong Kong, Singapore, and recently announced its launch into the Middle East. The publication of Bleating Hearts, The Hidden World of Animal Suffering by Mark Hawthorne was on this day in 2013. Comprehensive and hard-hitting, Bleating Hearts examines the world's vast exploitation of animals, from food, fashion, and research industries, to the use of other species for sport, war, entertainment, religion, labor, and pleasure. Today in 2021 was the release of the documentary titled Milked. A young activist goes deep into Dairyland, where he takes on the giants of New Zealand's most powerful industry and reveals how the sacred cash cow has been milked dry. His journey exposes not only the sustainability crisis and the dangerous denial of impending agricultural disruption, but also what New Zealand and other countries can do to change their fate. The publication of Animal Ethics and Animal Law was on this day in 2022. Animal law is a growing discipline, as is animal ethics. In this wide-ranging book, scholars from around the world address the intersections between the two. Specifically, this collection focuses on pressing moral issues and how law can protect animals from cruelty and abuse. A project of the Oxford Center for Animal Ethics, the book is edited by the Oxford Center's directors, Andrew Lindsay and Claire Lindsay, and features contributions from many of its fellows. Divided into three sections, the work explores historical perspectives and ethical legal issues such as personhood and property, before focusing on five practical case studies. And here is a prayer from Andrew Lindsay. Lord God, you have made all creatures free, but we have imprisoned them in zoos for our entertainment, in laboratories for our curiosity, and in factory farms for our food. But you, God, are the God of liberation. No cry of pain is unheard in heaven, and no injustice escapes your judgment. We pray for your blessing on all these innocent creatures who suffer for our sake, but who are never forgotten in your sight. Amen. A Prayer for Animals by Andrew Lindsay. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder that every day is the right day to use your talents to liberate and bless those who have been forgotten.